This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We have today a conversation about the Send Gathering, which will be hosted at Southern Hills Baptist Church coming up April 8th. Looking forward to this meeting. It's going to be talking about church planting, church multiplication, how planters and churches can get involved. And we have today with us Pastor Doug Melton from Southern Hills. And then we have Rusty Gunn from Church That Matters. And then we have Julio Crespo from Iglesia Bautista Central de Oklahoma City. These gentlemen are pastors, but they're also leading the church multiplication movement that we're trying to get started here in our state. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
You for having us.
Well, people, we've had some time where we've introduced the Send Network, Send Oklahoma Network, which is our new partnership between the North American Mission Board and Oklahoma Baptist. But just to kind of recap for those who may be unfamiliar, could you explain what the Send Network is and what your roles are in serving the network?
You bet, Chris. And first of all, on behalf of Rusty and Julio and Ray Strauss, we just want to let you know how thankful we are for you putting this together. We really do want to help get information out to our Oklahoma Baptist churches, so thank you for doing this. Chris, the Send Oklahoma Network is a pastor-led cooperation with the North American Mission Board to come alongside churches to plant and replant churches. So we're coming alongside Oklahoma Baptist churches to plant and replant churches.
Very good. And can you talk about what your role is in the network?
You bet. So, Chris, I get to be the director, which in essence means I need to get out of the way of these three guys because they are really our regional guys who are leading out. Rusty in Northeast Oklahoma area, Tulsa, all of that part. Julio's working with our Spanish-speaking congregations, and then Ray Strauss with Central Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, and West. And so serving as the director, I help champion the cause, try to help remove any obstacles out of the way of these guys doing their work, probably focusing more of my attention on current pastors working in the state. Here are Oklahoma Baptist pastors coming alongside them and helping them see that vision for planting and replanting churches.
Well, Ray Strauss is pastor of Edmond Community Church. He's my pastor, so I get to hear from him. In fact, I heard that he just recently was involved in an assessment, and there were two new church planters given green light or approval or whatever the affirmation, whatever the term is these days. And so I'm excited about that. He couldn't join us today, but Rusty and Julio, can you tell us a little bit, how's it going with the Church Planting Network?
Man, you know what? It's going really well. I was looking just a minute ago, and I think with those two who just went through assessment, I think that gets us right at 20 potential church planters who have gone through assessment since we started with the Send Network. And so really seeing some acceleration and some momentum going in that way, and excited about what's coming this way. It's pretty incredible to be a part of.
Julio, in your area of focus, how has it been going?
Well, it's going very well. There's a lot of excitement. We have several pastors that are about ready to launch and to plant. Lord willing, we'll be planting our first second, third generation church, which will be focusing more on the English and Spanish, the English-speaking Hispanics. I know that sounds kind of contradictory, but it's those that came here, that grew up in the States, come from Hispanic families, and we want to reach them with the gospel.
Isn't it true that's actually the majority of Latinos in the metro areas? Am I correct?
Yeah, something about 60% of the Hispanics are second, third generation.
Yeah, that's an important group of folk that we need to advance the gospel there. People are moving around. Also, you see new neighborhoods cropping up and new communities and transitioning communities. What are some of the opportunities you're seeing for church planting around the state, and also maybe some of the challenges that you see for that?
Well, there's opportunity everywhere we look, Chris. I think that there's no shortage, unfortunately, of lost people in Oklahoma. Though we have kind of claimed to be the buckle of the Bible Belt and all of those things, with people moving around, with just time going on and culture kind of taking control of a lot of things in our society, we certainly can see a need for churches everywhere. We see, you know, in the 48,000 SBC churches in the U.S., that 18% of the new evangelism growth is taking place in brand new churches. And so it's pretty incredible to see that opportunity and to know that the effectiveness of new works in communities, whether that community already had churches there or not, I think both are still a vital piece of the church planting puzzle.
Yeah, because Chris, one of the things that we've talked about a lot is the fact that our neighborhoods do change over the years. So it's not only just people are mobile, but our neighborhoods change. And we're just wanting to make sure that our congregations are reflecting that.
Also, generationally, there's this lot of research, even that we've done here locally in the state, showing the decline in involvement with church among millennials and Generation Z, the so-called nuns, needing new ministry focus, needing new approaches to ministry, not because we're trying to pander to culture per se, as much as they approach church differently and bridging the gospel to them. There are different bridges and barriers to address when generationally. How are our church planters responding to those generational gaps that have been created?
Rusty?
Well, so you're talking existing churches or talking the church?
Yeah, some of our new churches. What are they doing to try to bridge that gap?
Well, I think our planters are, getting a lot of good training right now through the SEND network training that's helping them to assess their communities, helping them to assess the opportunities with the different generations and demographics within their communities. And so I would say church planters are working as hard as anybody to really, missiology, really study their community and find out who's there and how to reach them. So when a church planter feels called to an area, they're certainly not just focusing on a generation, but really are trying to reach the community in whole.
That's very a good word. And Chris, I think the three of us, and including Ray as well, the main thing we want folks to know is that this isn't just about new churches. This is about coming alongside our existing Oklahoma Baptist churches to help all of us see the need that we can all be involved in church planting in one way or another.
Mm-hmm, there's a beautiful thing happening with some of our, you could say, legacy or existing churches that are beginning to see the vision of putting a seed in the ground from where they have been. So for some, that means putting some resources for a strong, healthy church that's out there. Some, it means sending people. For some, it means that if maybe their church is not healthy, but they have some resources like a property or a building, and they really are seeing the vision of, hey, maybe what we have been doing is not going to continue to be effective in the next generations. And so we're willing to put ourselves and our preferences aside, maybe even partner up either to replant in this location or offer these resources to a new plant that's coming along. I think it's been a beautiful thing to start seeing happen in our state.
I like that. I think there's probably a lot of places that maybe hadn't considered replanting that should. And knowing that you were there as a catalyst to helping them evaluate and see how their church could be involved in being a replant, if the replant is not feasible, then there's always the opportunity for church planting and other things.
Chris,
go ahead.
Can we add this? Because in a replant, we really want a family of believers to know that this in no way is relegating to nothing the history of that church. That's not what the issue is. It is building upon what has been done in the past and understanding that God used that church for a great season of time. Wonderful work was done. And now
absolutely
that chapter, that season is closed out and it is birthing a new work, brand new work, new name, new mission. And, but if we see, it's the old saying, if we see farther, it's because we're standing on the shoulders of giants. It is a work that takes on a whole new chapter, which is a great thing to see.
You know, speaking of new chapters, we've kind of, in here with Oklahoma Baptist, we've kind of turned a page, realigned, or whatever the term might be, in how we've approached church planting in the past to what we're doing now in our partnership with North America. Could one of y'all speak to the necessity of that and maybe some of the perhaps misconceived ideas people might have about what NAM's role is and how, you know, what their role is here in our state and far as their influence and such?
Yeah, I can speak to that from my experience. I'm sorry, guys, if I'm stepping on anybody. I was part of church planting team with Oklahoma Baptists. And I think the vision and the hope is the same, okay? There was a reorganization happening. There were some new systems being put in place. But it's kind of, in a sense, like when our church begins to have a heart for a certain ministry, there's always a question we have to ask ourselves. Is it better to pioneer this or is it better to partner? And so when somebody already has the resources and the systems in place, many times it just makes sense to partner. And I think that's what our leadership with Oklahoma Baptist began to see. We were kind of pioneering some things and we were working on building and developing our own systems. And, you know, with just challenges we were facing and questions we were asking, I think that our leadership just decided that at this point it'd be better for us to partner. And NAM and SEND Network has already had great success in these things. And so it just made sense.
Brother Doug, did you want to say something to that?
Go ahead.
I think another misconception is sometimes people think, and at least I know in the Hispanic world, I've heard this a lot, is that NAM plants churches. And one of the things that I've had to do many times is tell a lot of the pastors that no, churches plant churches. We, as Doug mentioned, we come alongside the churches to assist, to motivate, to energize churches and help fund church planters to plant churches. But the ultimate, the one who ultimately plants churches are churches. And that seems to be a misconception going around. I'll speak on at least on the Hispanic side.
No, I think that happens among the Anglo-speaking churches as well, very much so. Yeah.
Well, and you know, one misconception I can observe is that there's some external group driving the church planting strategy in Oklahoma when it's pastors in Oklahoma. All you gentlemen, Pastor Ray Strauss, are Oklahomans working. You know intimately the needs in our communities. You know the churches, the relationships, and the nuance between a plant and a replant. And so it's really an Oklahoma network that has assets that undergird it, like the assessment tools and resources through the cooperative program.
You know, we hear that regularly in our meetings that we have with SEND and NAM representatives, and they say, you know, Oklahoma, we don't know Oklahoma. And so we're grateful for that opportunity, that recognition. They're not trying to put us into a cookie cutter kind of approach, but really give us some freedom and things to put into context where we are, the resources and things that they offer.
And speaking of resources, there's a resource coming up that we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that the SEND gathering hosted by the SEND Network Oklahoma is going to be here in April at your church, Southern Hills, Pastor Melton. Can you talk about that event? What's on the program and the agenda for that meeting?
Julio, won't you take that? We're hosting it, but I'd love for Julio to speak to that.
Okay.
Well, I think the Saint Gathering is an opportunity for other churches to meet church planners, to help the planners get excited about the work that they're doing. Sometimes as a church planner, things, it gets hard. It's almost, you feel like you're in an island, you're alone. This is just an opportunity for other planters to connect with other church planners, with other pastors, with other ministers, and to hear what Send Network Oklahoma is all about. So this is an opportunity for pastors, ministers, those who are in some type of mission ministry in a church, and other planters to come together to really be engaged together and look towards the future of what we want to do in Oklahoma.
Who all is going to be on the agenda, like the speakers and breakouts and things like that?
So we have, you know, one of our main sessions, we'll have Zach Randles, who is a church planter with Send Network. He is in Washington, D.C. at Waterfront Church and planted there a number of years ago, has seen great things happen there, brings some perspective from really reaching a culture that has left Christianity behind in a sense in that city. And so I'm excited to have him sharing some of his experience and things with us and vision for church planting. And then also just leading worship is his worship leader, who is from Oklahoma, and that's Denver Duncan. And of course, his dad was a youth pastor and in ministry here in Oklahoma for many, many years, Mike Duncan. And so Denver grew up here, has those roots here. Zach also has some connection here. His dad, John Randles, was an evangelist who traveled this area for a lot of years, kind of based out of Lubbock most of the time, and then in Frisco, and recently actually passed away just a couple of years ago, but had a great influence and impact here in our state, actually on me personally, serve as a mentor to me in my ministry. And so we're excited to have those guys. Dr. Dilbeck is going to bring one of our main session messages as well. So we're truly excited to hear from him and to have our church planters and partners really hearing from him as well.
Chris, in addition to the main sessions, then we'll have breakouts. And so Julio and Rusty, why don't you guys talk them through the breakouts we're going to be doing and how it covers the full spectrum of whatever interest level someone's at.
So we'll have a breakout session that led by Ray Strauss of how to get it going. And it's kind of that first steps and what do you do? And you know, once you have this vision and this passion and a calling from God to plant a church, what are some things? What are some nuts and bolts, some practical things and that you need to do? And then I guess because now I'm old, I do the how to keep it going because I've been going for a while. So I'm going to do that breakout session and kind of help guys to know just what does it take to have longevity as a church plant, to make sure that you continue to gain momentum and not plateau and those kind of things. So we'll be doing those. And then Ray and my wife will both be doing a breakout for church planters' wives. And they will really just share some, you know, things that will be helpful and encouraging and inspiring for the wives of planters. And then Julio, I'll let you tell about your breakout as well.
You said your wife and Christina Strauss, not Ray Strauss, right?
Christina Ray's Strauss. Wife. I'm sorry. Right. Yes, Christina. Yeah. Okay. Christina Strauss. Yes.
Make sure. Yeah.
So with the we're gonna have a Spanish breakout, two Spanish breakouts, one for the men, for the pastors and the planters. Felix Cabrera is going to be coming. He's going to be giving that breakout. And his wife is going to be doing the one for the wives, along with my wife. So there's going to be more of a Q&A with the wives about what it's like to be a church planting wife.
Well, you know, I've had the privilege of serving with church planters before here through Oklahoma Baptist, and the fellowship that you mentioned earlier, I know it's going to be fun. And one of the things about church planters, the closest to a church planter in my experience is like a foreign missionary. And foreign missionaries, maybe people don't know this, but they're really fun and crazy and innovative. And that same energy that you see with church planters is exciting. But also, if you are church and you're not thinking about church planting, you're thinking about replanting, what are some are there some opportunities there, or will the programming cover issues that are related to that as well?
Absolutely. And that, Chris, that's probably more of the part that I'll be helping with. I'll be talking with pastors, doing breakout with pastors who are of existing churches, pastors of existing churches who are thinking about what would that look like for us to plant in our community or to start a residency program, which that means that you have someone who's interested in being a church planter come and serve with you, work at your church, serve alongside of you, be mentored by an existing pastor with the vision then that at some point we're going to plant a church. And so those are all the things I'll be helping with. And so, Chris, that's why really our goal is a God-sized vision on this. We really do want to have a lot of folks there, even if a pastor is saying, you know what, I'm not for sure that that's where I am right now. Our church is in planning a church, but I'm certainly willing to take a look at it. We want them to come and be a part of this.
So if you're a pastor and you're not thinking about church planting or replanting or anything like that, you could walk away with some tools to help you evaluate whether that actually is a good fit for your church.
I think they're going to walk away with an increased awareness of, okay, what is happening in our community? What do the neighborhoods look like around in our Jerusalem? As these guys have said, motivated to go back and be in the harvest, to work.
Very good. Anything else we need to know about the event, or it's free, right?
Absolutely.
Free lunch is provided. There'll be some swag involved, some good stuff there, and books and things like that that we'll be able to give. And I say free lunch. Did I say that? Because that's for free. There's a link to register that helps us know and prepare for how many people will be there with seating and with meals and those kind of things. Julio, do you have that link available, or maybe we can post it on the?
Yeah, if we can post it on there. I believe if you go to Oklahoma Baptist Send Network, you probably can also find the link there and connect through that way. Wow. So this sounds like a great event. Looks like it's going to be important for a lot of churches. Could even be a milestone moment for them, one of those spiritual markers. The Send Gathering, April 8th at Southern Hills Baptist Church from 9 to 5. Do we mention there's a free lunch?
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. All right.
So, there's also swag.
Yeah, and some swag. Yeah, yeah. All the bells and whistles. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Pastor Doug Melton, Rusty Gunn, Julio Crespo. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
And I want to thank you for joining us, too. If you enjoyed this conversation, you'll find more conversations just like this one at our website at baptistmessenger.com. Or you can search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Insight Podcast.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.